Morning Watch. Possessing the land of Canaan by defeating the satanic forces, week 2, Saturday. Related verses. Joshua 6:5. And when they give off the blast of the ram's horn, and you hear the trumpet sound, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, each straight ahead. 2 Chronicles 20:21-22. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed them to sing to Jehovah and to give thanks in holy array as they went out before the army and say, give thanks to Jehovah, for his loving kindness endures forever. And when they began to shout in song and to praise, Jehovah set ambushes for the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were coming out against Judah, and they were struck. Joshua 6:1-4, 6:10-20-21. Now Jericho was shut up so tight because of the children of Israel that no one went out and no one went in. And Jehovah said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho and its king and the mighty men of valor into your hand. And you shall circle the city, all the men of valor, going around the city one time. Thus shall you do for 6 days. And 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. And on the 7th day you shall circle the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. So Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests carry the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Jehovah. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word go forth from your mouth, until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. And when the people heard the trumpet sound, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. And the people went up into the city, each straight ahead, and they captured the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city with the edge of the sword, both men and women, young and old, and oxen and sheep and donkeys. Related reading. The victory over Jericho in Israel's first battle after crossing the Jordan was won not by Israel's fighting, but by their blowing of the trumpets and shouting, by their testifying and proclaiming of God with his ark, through their faith in God's word of instruction. These were the vital factors that enabled them to win the victory. We go to a battle, but we go with instruments of peace. We go with ram's horns. Ram's horns are a symbol of fighting a warfare with peaceful weapons. They cannot kill. They are utterly peaceful, but they are weapons for battle. They are trumpets to be blown, declaring and proclaiming the gospel of peace. This is the weapon we must use to fight the spiritual warfare. We fight by proclaiming Christ. Day by day, the army of God, 600,000 strong, marched around the city, blowing the ram's horns. First came one division, then the priests blowing the trumpets, then the ark, and then the remainder of the army at the rear. There were probably some people in Jericho who laughed and scorned them. They had never seen such an unworldly performance. Once a day, they compassed the city, day after day, for 6 days, repeating the same procedure. When the 7th day came, as they were instructed, they compassed the city 7 times. We must notice here that Joshua commanded the people not to shout until they heard the long blast of the ram's horns at the end of the final circuit. Before that time, they were to keep silence. What is the meaning of this? It means that if we are going to testify the victorious Christ, there are many times when we must be silent. We must let the priesthood blow the trumpet. Do not say, we are on the church ground. We must let the priesthood blow the trumpet and give the sound. There must be no other voice. Then, when the time comes, the time appointed by the Lord, we must shout. We must pray and praise the Lord with a loud voice, and the enemy will fall before us. This is the way for us to fight the battle. Such a battle is a war, a fight, and yet it is an enjoyment, a rest, and a satisfaction. It is in this way that we possess the all-inclusive Christ. Yet we can only apprehend the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of the all-inclusive Christ with all the saints. To take possession of the good land, we must be formed and united together with the saints as the army of God. We need to learn to overcome Satan, not only by prayer, but also by praise. Many people are conscious of Satan's ferocity and their own weaknesses, and they resolve to struggle and pray. However, we find a very unique principle here. Spiritual victory does not depend on warfare, but on praise. Much warfare can be won by praise. Many battles are lost because of the lack of praise. If you believe in God, you can tell the Lord in the midst of your problems, "I praise your name. You are higher than everything. You are stronger than everything. Your loving kindness endures forever." A person who praises God transcends everything. He overcomes continually by his praise. This is a principle, and this is also a fact.